The film Mysteries of the Great Lakes looks at some of the threats to wildlife found in and around the lakes. Producer and director David Lickley says he's tried to find less commonly known stories, like that of Wisconsin's attempt to help the massive fish known as the lake sturgeon,
which used to be the dominant fish of the Great Lakes until we all but wiped them out in most of the spawning rivers. And now there's people like Ron Brook who are trying to bring these fish back and return them to some of the rivers.
Ron Brook heads the DNR sturgeon team in the Lake Winnebago area. He's a prominent part of the new movie. Here he discusses a 120-year-old female sturgeon he's seen numerous times on spawning runs on the Wolf River.
I've gone through this ritual 8 times with this fish, and each time I wonder if it'll be the last. But she's a survivor. And maybe 50 years from now, she'll come up this river looking for me, and I'll be gone.
The film also takes a brief look at efforts on the Bad River Reservation in northern Wisconsin to monitor some health problems with nesting bald eagles. Director David Lickley says the segment shows the eagles still face threats.
There's hot spots all around these lakes, environmental hot spots, where toxins have settled into the mud. And there's an accumulation of these toxins up through the food chain, through the fish and lamprey that feed on the fish, and eventually into these eagles.
Funding for the film comes from a consortium of governments, wildlife groups, and private companies. Lickley says the film reflects both the interests of the sponsors and his interest in telling stories that are interesting. For example, the film praises the Great Lakes shipping industry while mentioning problems caused by the ship's ballast water. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.